how would you like to feel just a little bit better? I'm Miranda Anderson, a positive psychology practitioner and host of the show Practically Happy. Each week, I dive into the science of well-being and discuss practical tips for feeling better in your everyday life. Tune in for the latest research, insights, and a happier you. Listen to Practically Happy wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast.
Hello, girlies.
And we told you it would be worth the wait.
It will. I hope it will.
I hope it will.
You guys might be like, what is this episode? Oh, I will say somebody said that they have to like blast us on their,
like, really?
On their speaker, which I haven't really heard before, but I'm going to turn us up.
Oh, whoa. We're loud.
Are we too loud now?
No, I mean, I don't mind.
We can just put our mics down like a little bit.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of took the weekend off. We were supposed to record this weekend when Jamie got home from California, but I was so sick.
Yeah, Kenzie lost her voice kind of, and just her throat was killing her. So,
it
and we
sucks.
Both just felt like, I don't know. We never want to record the podcast when we're like not in the headspace because it won't be a good episode.
I just have been like literally exhausted. I've taken a nap the past 3 days, every single day.
Oh,
because
same.
I'm just
true exhaustion.
My throat hurts so bad, but like. It was so weird because it was like come and go. Like I'd wake up and I'd feel like
totally
death
fine.
Hit me. No,
oh.
death.
Oh,
as soon as I woke up. But then I'd like wake up, get moving, and I'd feel 100% fine. And then as the day like progressed around like 3 o'clock, I would like feel a lot worse. And then bedtime would hit and I would be miserable. So I had like a few good hours from like 10 a.m. to like 3 that I felt 100%.
That makes sense.
And then nighttime sucked. Like Jamie's birthday party, I literally couldn't eat the hibachi because
and it's sad because like it was literally like the best food.
It was so good, but I couldn't swallow. Like I literally my throat was on fire. I thought I had strep. I kept looking at my throat. It was fine. Like it wasn't even like red.
Yes.
I don't know what was going on,
yep.
but it was the worst pain ever. I couldn't even swallow. I couldn't eat. Sunday we like stayed home from church and I just like literally slept
just
all day.
Slept. Yes.
So, I'm feeling much better. I still feel like my voice is like a little
worse. Off. Yes.
And I like if I'm talking for a while, I have to like drink something.
Some. Yep.
But I feel better.
Good.
Thank goodness. Better. Because that was the worst.
It's better. Yeah.
Yesterday was like the best day.
Yeah. Yesterday was Memorial Day. And it was good. It was like really chill. I feel like.
I didn't know that people went so hard on Memorial
people
Day.
People go hard. Yeah. People
like,
go hard.
They like
businesses are closed. Like they take it seriously, which I'm happy about.
No, I mean like respect,
I think it's awesome.
Support yeah. the troops. But yes. like I didn't
fall in.
I didn't know. That like, I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because like, we're usually out of school. And so you don't like miss school for it
yep.
because like you're in summer break.
Yep.
And then I just like didn't realize like everything's closed.
Yeah. It's like, I know.
Which I love.
I love, yeah.
I'm so here for.
No, it was chill. I feel like a lot of people like do barbecues and it's kind of like a mini 4th of July almost.
That's what I was going to say.
Like people, you know, like they wear red, white, and blue. They like, they do little things like do like a campfire or they have barbecues, which I love. I think that's really cool. But our day
we didn't do much.
Yeah, we didn't either. We like wanted to get some stuff done around the house. I just bought like a bunch of stuff to do like some meal preps and stuff so that I don't eat out as much, which is one of my goals over the summer.
DJ's meal prepping too.
It's really easy to eat out in the summer. I'm just
yeah.
I don't want to cook. It's hot.
It's so hot. You don't want to turn your oven on. You don't yep. want to have your stove on. Like it's hot.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I need to like cook some food that we can eat at lunches. And we have a juicer. So we got like a bunch
Ooh.
Of glass bottles to do like juices.
Oh, I love that.
So just
I'm
trying to be
that.
Like healthy, but also not spend money. So
yeah. I think, well, we were talking about this. This is like, hi, heads up. This is like our summer episode.
Yeah, we're doing like all things summer.
All
That's
things
literally
summer.
What we're going to call it, all things summer.
Yeah. So one of the things that we talked about when we were talking about this episode,
yes.
like doing summer, is like your kids are home. And so like you want to like go and do fun things because
yes.
you want your kids to like.
You want it to be like a fun summer.
Yeah,
like
you want them to like get out of the house
yes.
and like.
You want to create like those summers that are like the best summers. And when they're older, they can be like, oh, I love summer as a kid because I did this and this and this.
Exactly.
Like
but
that looked really comfy. So I'm copying you.
It also gets so expensive.
Yes, it
because,
can.
Because like you want your kids to have so much fun, but like everything is expensive. Everything
yep.
costs money to like go and take them to. Like, Kid Empire is $20 per kid.
That's like a jumping place here. Like a jumping, like not even jumping. It's
all
like,
of the walls are like. Soft, like they could pound their head on anything.
It's
in there
like a
and be
like
safe.
Obstacles, like a jungle gym,
like a jungle
of?
Gym,
like
and
an
they have like
soft jungle gym,
and they have like a ton for like Pierce's age, but then also Payson's age. Like, yep. It's
they have
it's,
like a dance room. They have like a lot there, but it's expensive.
It's so, so it's expensive.
Like, I'm taking two kids. I'm paying $40. Like, I'm not going to last there more than like an hour and a half max.
Max.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
Some, they do have like, you can come back. I think that's just like how they get you.
Me
like,
too.
Pay 20 for the day and you come back at, like, as many times as you want. Like, I'm not.
It's 20 minutes away from my house.
I'm not trying to do that twice.
I'm not coming before nap, going home for nap, then coming back. No. Like, it's just, it's
if
not
if you're that happen. Mom, I love you, but I'm not that mom.
No.
That's exhausting.
So we're trying to find some ideas that we can do that are
yes.
less expensive or free or like just yep. get our kids out of the house.
I will say, like, wherever you are, there's probably more than you think. Like,
100%.
I think of Arizona and I'm like actually really excited. I literally think I'm going to go home and I'm going to make a bucket list with Navy.
Me too.
I'm like excited.
I love it.
I think like there's actually so much to do in Arizona, more than you think. Like, we can do weekends like camping. We can go up to Prescott. We can go to Sedona. We have like, there's so much. There's Jerome. Like, there's so many little things we can go do that I think we forget about. We can go like kayak and canoe. We can like go to the lake.
You can go to the lake. You could like just go sit by the river. You could go.
There's actually yeah. so much to do that's like all free besides obviously like gas to drive somewhere. But yes. like if you pack a picnic lunch,
which
like,
is what we'd always do.
Yeah. Yep. Do like your little day trip and it can be like very low cost and very, very fun.
So fun.
I'm like excited because I feel like I want to, and Arizona is obviously so like the valley is so hot in the summer that it's like kind of, there's not much you can do here. Like, here, unless you sit by the pool, which like obviously so fun, but it does get old. It gets old quickly.
I'm very sick of it.
Like already.
We've literally been by the pool every single day for the past 3 weeks.
Completely.
Payson wakes up. Are we going to the pool? We're going to get the pool. We're going to the pool.
And it's like, and I love that she has that. It's like, okay, oh, it's right
the,
there.
It's the least free. Expensive thing
it's in your we backyard. Could do.
It's great.
It's like, yeah, it's easy. And of course it's so fun. Like that's the point of having a pool. Yes, to use it.
But we love it.
There's sometimes where you're like, okay, I don't want to go to the pool today.
Well, and like, it's almost like in Arizona, like it's almost, I mean, the valley, it's almost like too hot to even do splash pads.
Oh yeah, I know. I like put that because we're going to like tell you guys like our bucket list. We have like shopping, like places to shop this summer, like all literally everything summer. But I like was going to put splash pads and I'm like, I hate splash pads in Arizona in the summer, in the valley.
It's hot.
It's way too hot.
Their little feet get hot and like I have to put shoes on.
And then like I'm not going to go sit inside the spot. Like it's kind of awkward. Like parents aren't really like,
you don't get
in the water.
You don't get in the splash pad with them.
And so I'm just like sitting there roasting.
I'm so hot.
And I'm like, okay, like are you guys almost done?
Like this is really fun for me. I'd rather go to the pool.
No, I totally.
There are some like really good, I guess I can wait until we get into our bucket list for that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I felt like we kind of were like Memorial Day was good. We were just
hanging out.
We were hanging out. It was like low pressure to not like have an episode out. So, but I am excited. I think you guys will like this episode.
It'll
be like a really fun one.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I feel better too.
Yes.
I felt like garbage. I'm like, Jamie's gonna have to talk majority of the time. So
no, she's good now.
We're back. Should we start with fashion or start with bucket list?
Let's start with bucket list, okay. I think.
Okay, I was going to start with this, so I'm going to say it now.
Okay.
One of the really cool things that you can do in Arizona, it costs some, yes. but they do have resort pass.
Oh, yes.
Where you can buy a pass to go to like Arizona Grand, for instance. Yes.
And Alyssa, our friend Alyssa did this.
Yes, and it is so cool, and a lot of hotels have it. I will say you have to book it pretty in advance. Like,
oh, okay.
If you want to go the day of, there's not normally passes, especially on the weekends.
Okay.
But I think the weekdays are like a little bit better, but like Arizona Grand is like $300 a night to stay the night there.
Yes.
The pool, you can like take your family of four for like $50 for yep. the day. So that's really cool.
Yes.
Like,
if you're like, if you, especially if you don't have a pool or even if you do and you just want to like get your kids out to do something,
yep.
I think that's a really, really fun, look that up wherever you are too. Maybe they'll have that like other places.
They do. They have like resort pass and you get put in where you are.
Oh, see,
we almost
perfect.
Did this when we were in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
they
that's
had
so
some resort
smart.
Passes because our pool was like kind of lame at our yeah. Airbnb. It like wasn't like a nice pool. So we're like, let's go to like a nicer pool. And they had some nicer ones, but they're kind of expensive and they were sold out the day we wanted to go.
Yep.
And so
you kind of do have to look in advance.
You have to look in advance, which that's like,
but yeah, that's actually really smart. I'm going to go look at that later.
Yeah.
I love that one.
So that's a good one. Like this one, the Omni Tempe at ASU, like a day pass is $25.
Yeah.
That's like an adult hotel. Yes. So like, that's a little bit different, but there's like day passes for $10. Like
yes.
there's some really good
like
ones.
A good range. And like Arizona Grand, say, so that one's like a little bit more expensive, but they have a lazy river. They have
yep.
a wave pool. They have mega slides.
Yep.
Like they have like tons of stuff. And
okay.
So,
I just looked it up. A day pass is $55.
A person.
I think you can like do a deal okay, because this one's like $50 for an adult, $50 for a child, which that's a lot.
That's a lot.
An infant is free. That's for the JW.
Okay.
But you get the kids pool, the hot tub, the lounge chairs, towel service, poolside service with food and drinks, additional food and drinks available to purchase, complimentary Wi-Fi, complimentary self-parking. So like, yeah, that's a little bit more, but also.
But if that's like what you could do in the summer and you don't have a pool and you want to spend a little bit, that's like definitely something to look into.
Exactly. And this one, like you can, this one's the Arizona Grand and it, you can do a cabana.
Oh, that's nice.
And the cabana is $250.
Okay.
So that you get eight people.
Oh, okay. So you're not paying. You could split that.
Exactly.
Like, so our like, two families could go and we could each pay $125.
Exactly. Which like that's way cheaper than a hotel room. For your whole family
with a cabana with shade.
And we could stay there. All day long.
All day. That's
so,
actually really fun.
I know that's like so random and that's not like a price effective one, but if you don't want to do a staycation and like you can look near you and especially if you don't have a pool and it doesn't matter to you if you're at like somewhere with a lazy river and slides, if you just want to go to like a basic pool for your kids,
maybe there's some
on there for 10 bucks. Yeah.
No, that's so cool.
That's just like one of mine.
I love that. Okay. One of mine on my summer bucket list was s'mores and camping. I feel like that is like the best memories are made. Like Justin and I have done camping a lot and the girls love it. We have so much fun. I love camping. It's so fun.
And
it's free.
Not a huge camper, but that was on.
A lot of people aren't.
That's my summer bucket list is to go camping because we did like the cabin up in Pine Top.
Yes.
And like, it was so much fun. And obviously it was like a really.
I was going to say, that's not camping.
It was like bougie, like nice cabin, but like even just like being out in the woods.
Yes.
Having a fire. Yep. Like I really do want to go camping with my kids. Yes. Like I think they'd have so much fun.
Kids literally love it because they can just get dirty. They play in the dirt. Like you literally can just chill at the campsite and they will have so much fun. Like the girls literally will just play with rocks, sticks. Like they just use their imagination and it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, we need to definitely go camping in s'mores for sure. S'mores.
Yes, for sure s'mores. And if you don't know, like if you need like a s'mores hack, I have a couple of them.
Please.
Number one, use Reese's instead of Hershey's.
DJ would love that.
Because then you get like the peanut butter chocolate, which is freaking good. I went to Sprouts and got like a bunch of different kinds of chocolate. So I did like sea salt caramel. I did raspberry. I did they had like Oreos, like cookies and cream. So you can like get different chocolates and do that with your s'mores instead of just like normal. And it like elevates it times a million.
So. I probably would like Hershey's better.
You would probably like caramel.
Oh, I love
you like caramel.
I love caramel.
If you did like a sea salt caramel, like
I don't like sea salt, but I do like caramel.
No, you would like it. It's not that.
I know. I like feel weird that they put salt on it.
No, it's good. Have you ever tried it?
Yes,
freaking good.
No, I don't like it.
Oh,
I'd like plain caramel, but I would like it maybe on a s'more.
Yeah,
anything is good on a s'more.
Yeah,
I'll take anything on a s'more.
Yes.
Okay, should I go next?
Yes.
The rodeo.
Yes, of course. The
Huskett's Rodeo.
Yes, it's the best.
It's the best.
Literally
I mean,
the best.
Like you said about camping, like it's just the best memories that I have in the summer was like going to the rodeo.
Going to the rodeo.
That's something I don't like about like living in the valley. Like there's nothing like that. And you can go up to Heber. Heber has a great rodeo.
Yep.
You can go to Pine Top and Payson. I think Payson has a rodeo.
Yep.
Prescott obviously has a rodeo. Like there's other rodeos around us, but it does stink that there's like no rodeo here, which it's so hot.
I wouldn't want to, that's why they don't. Nobody wants to go.
And I get it.
And nobody can compete and the animals will die.
Well, exactly. But I do love going to the rodeo. Yes. The rodeo is really fun.
Rodeo is the best. And there's always rodeos everywhere. That's like a really fun family activity. But rodeos like sell out really fast, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah. Did we look at the Utah one?
Yeah. It's completely sold out.
Dude, that
all 5 days.
Oh, cool.
Completely sold
that's
out.
That's fun.
So yeah. Okay. Another good summer one on my bucket list is to go to concerts.
Go to concerts. Well, you have Morgan Wallen.
I do. I have Morgan Wallen. I'm very excited about that concert.
Are you positive that he's coming?
I am very positive.
Because is he still on his hiatus? It was 6 weeks long that he's
not here until July. We're chilling.
Okay.
People are so dramatic. They're like, he's lying. I'm like, dude, he literally has doctors telling him.
It's a vocal cord injury. Yeah, that is like legit.
He can't sing.
Like he would.
Also, he's like, I'm rescheduling all of them direct. Like he's just extending his tour. Like he's not canceling anybody's show. Which I will say the show he canceled like 30 minutes before. That's super douchey. But I don't know. I don't know the circumstances of that, but
dude, if that was you, you would be pissed.
Oh, I'd be pissed. Actually, people drove and flew in for that concert and he canceled it 30 minutes before. Like that's super douchey.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like, yeah, the doctor probably said it, but like you don't find out 30 minutes before. Like you just probably need to go out, do your show and then like deal with the consequences after. for the people that are already there.
Yeah, no, that's a hard one.
Or like seeing half a show and then be like, I'm going to give you guys a whole other show.
What was the guy, who was it that like the same thing happened? He like couldn't perform.
Luke Combs. Yeah. He's like, real country artists sing, even if they're.
Was he like trashing?
I just saw that one quote. He said like real country artists will still sing, like whatever.
And was it after Morgan Wallen?
Yes.
Ooh. So, is there beef there?
I haven't actually looked into it more, and I don't want to give out false information. I mean, because I do that a lot. I like think I know a story, and I'll just like give out a story. But
the amount of times that that's actually happened, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. And people are like, actually, that's not the story. And so like yeah,
no, okay, so
I'm not saying any more than that.
I need to know the beef.
But like, look it up.
We should look it up. Yeah. Okay, the next one is actually a good one for me because we just did it. Was staycations.
Yes, we just did one too, and I love a staycation.
Did you?
Yeah, for our anniversary.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you guys did the JW. That was nice. We did out kids. Yes. Ooh, that one's nice.
We did a staycation for our anniversary.
I was like, you went to California, Jamie. That is another state away.
No, we did one. We went to the JW, and I love staycations. They're just like...
They're low-key.
Life feels mundane a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a good way to, like, you don't have the money to, like, go on a plane or to travel or, like, spend a lot, but it's, like, find a hotel near you. It's so fun.
It's hard because I feel like in my head, I have, like, the devil and, like, the angel on my shoulder that are, like, the devil is, like, you don't need to go to a hotel. Like, you have a pool in your backyard. Yep. You live here. Why would you drive 20 minutes away just to, like, go to another pool? That's so stupid. Sleep in your own bed. Don't spend the money. And then the angel on my shoulder is like, go do it because you deserve it. It'll be fun to get away. It'll feel like you're in another state.
Oh, totally.
And, like, every time I do it, I don't regret it.
No, exactly.
We just did it, and we did it for two nights. We were there for, like, 3 days, two nights, and it was so much fun.
No, it's so fun.
It felt like we weren't in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like we weren't home. It was so good to, like, connect with the kids and, like,
no, it's so
spend
fun.
Time with them and play with them. And it was...
And also, I will say that is... I like both ways, but I do think that's a really good thing to do, like, with just your spouse because...
Definitely.
Which, obviously, your kids, too. But, like, because, especially if you're, like, one of the moms that has anxiety leaving their kids...
That's a really good point.
You're really close to them. If anything happens, you're 20, 30, maybe an hour away if you go a little bit further.
Yeah.
But, like... You're not that far.
That's a really good point.
You're close to them. If they need you, you're there.
One of our favorite things to do is do like two nights. And the first night we just start by ourselves. Yep. And then the second night we have our kids come and meet us. Because usually like when you're at a hotel and there's like a fun kids pool, like
I know
you like want your kids to be there.
Yeah, you're like they would have so much fun.
They'd have so much fun. Yep. Exactly. And so that's something we like to do. Like we're doing that in June for our anniversary. We're doing one night just us for our anniversary. And then we're going to have the sitter meet us. And we have the kids for Father's Day because our anniversary is the day before Father's Day. And I'm like, he needs to spend the day with the kids on Father's Day.
You need to take care of your kids on Father's Day.
You need
Day,
to take
honey.
Care of them, play with them, keep them entertained. So, no, I agree that that's actually a really good point for moms that don't want to leave their kids. That's a really, and I feel like you can always find like a deal for
a
staycation.
Oh, completely.
There's usually like in-state resident deals. Like the Scott, they always do like an
Arizona resident.
Yep. And so you get like
a little bit of a deal.
15% off.
Yep. And like, there's so many range of like, you can go to like a little bit cheaper or you can like throw down a little bit and go to like a nice place, especially if it's like an anniversary and you want to like do something different, do a staycation.
I would say some of my favorites for kids, the Scott, because they have a sand pool.
Yes.
The Scott's great for not kids too, but I really like it for kids because they have a sand walk-in for the pool.
Yep.
I really like
the beach entrance.
Yep. I like the Hotel Adeline. It's right next door to the Scott.
Yes.
They also have a beach entrance. It's not sand, but it's like a beach entrance to it. The Wigwam's great.
The Wigwam is awesome for kids.
They don't have a, like, they have a splash pad.
They have a splash pad and
in
they have
the
slides.
Pool area, which is great. Our kids aren't even big enough to go on the slides.
Navy was.
Oh, she was. Okay, yeah. My kids haven't been. I love the pools that have the subtle entrance because Pierce doesn't like floating.
Yes.
So then I have to hold him the whole time.
But sometimes that's even more sketchy because it's like they're going to go deeper than what that is.
Oh, Pierce is great. That was at our Holiday Inn. They had like a beach entrance and he did great.
Just stayed on that.
Yeah, he like did really good.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe he... would run more at other places. But I really like those entrances. I feel like that's like one of the main things I look for when I'm like looking for a pool for
a
kids.
Pool.
And for Payson too. I mean, easy for her to get in and out. Even though she can swim, sometimes she gets tired.
Yep.
So it's nice to have like where she can like walk, which is
No, good that's good. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Bonfires. I feel like bonfires are so fun in the summer, especially, I mean, for us, if we go like somewhere else.
I was literally about to say, it is still hot here at night.
Yeah. Well, right now it's okay.
Right now it's nice.
But like within the next couple weeks, it's not going to be nice at night anymore. And so I feel like going to a bonfire and hosting a bonfire, having a bonfire is so fun.
So fun.
Like, I love that.
Get the snacks.
Yes.
The food. Just sit around the bonfire.
Yeah. Oh. It's a good summer activity.
It is a good summer.
And it's one you can like have like a big group or you can do like your family. It's a good one.
No, I love bonfires. That's a good one. Go to the fair.
Yes. I love the fair.
I haven't been to the fair in a few years.
Really?
Did you guys go last year?
Yeah, we did. And we usually go when we're in Canada too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's nice. Did you guys go to like the county fair here?
No, we.
The state fair here.
No, I'm trying to think. I think last summer we went in Canada. I think the summer before that we went to Idaho's, which is really fun.
Oh, I didn't know Idaho had one.
They have a huge state fair. It's so, we went every year we were there. It's
wait, really why did I fun. Not go?
I don't know.
Did
I
you go you, the year
you I You always came home in the summers, I feel like.
I was there a full summer. We went to the 4th of July parade, remember?
Yeah, I don't know.
I only had one summer there.
Oh, you only had one summer there.
But
yeah.
Where was it?
It's in Idaho Falls.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never went to that.
It's fun.
Why did I never go?
I don't know. That's yeah, weird. I haven't. I don't think I've gone to like this one.
The
like,
state fair here? Yeah. Oh, it's freaking lit.
Yeah, I don't think I've gone to that
it
one.
It is humongous. I can't remember. It's really big. I liked like the county fair in Prescott. Yes, yes. That was like the best because it's too. Not like too big.
It's not too big.
The fair here is gigantic. Yes. I would love to go take my kids because yep. I think that would be so It'd fun be for
so
them.
So fun for them.
Payson would literally think it was like Disneyland.
Oh, they would probably love it. I know. I don't. We obviously took Navy when we were living in Idaho, but not that she can remember that.
Not she can remember, but so, like it would be fun to take them this year.
Yep.
We should look when the state fair is.
Yeah, we should. That's a really fun one to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we should definitely go to the state fair.
I love fairs. They're like.
I'm actually a little bit, you don't like the rides.
No.
You just like the vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I was like, that actually like kind of surprises
oh,
me.
Oh, the food and the vibes is why I go.
Ours isn't until October.
That makes sense. It's too hot.
Walker Hayes is performing.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. A country, right?
Yep.
Do you
usually,
like him?
Usually country artists perform at fairs.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I do. He's like a smaller country artist.
October 13th. So that's, ours isn't in the summer, which I mean, nobody would go. So
yeah, nobody would go.
Makes sense.
But the fairs are fun. Like, I feel like that reminds me of summer.
Me too.
So.
I think Prescott.
Yeah.
Prescott County Fair. Why. That was the best.
Yep. Which I think that one's actually probably in the fall too. Maybe that's a fall activity.
I think it might be a fall activity.
So never mind. Remove.
Well, when I looked up like on Pinterest, like. Me too. Bucket list ideas, go to a fair was one of them. Same. So
maybe it's a summer place. Maybe summer fairs are elsewhere.
For like not hot places.
Yes. Maybe. Like if you're in like Idaho. Yep. Utah.
All right, you're up.
Okay. Fireworks. I feel like that just like screams summer to me.
You love fireworks, Jamie.
All fireworks. Like, which I mean, I don't really watch them often except for like the 4th of July.
I know, but you always get excited about them.
But they're fun.
They're really fun.
I love fireworks.
You like want to always be somewhere where you know there's going to be fireworks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah. They're just, that like is summer to me. Like,
I agree.
Blankets and fireworks.
Yes.
And like.
Yeah. Last year we were in Rocky Point and we did them on the beach. Like there was a bunch coming off the beach.
Yep.
And it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was nice to just like sit on the beach. Water balloon fight. I feel like it's like kind of fun now because our kids are like old enough where they can like actually do like a water balloon fight.
Oh, yeah. Our girls had one yesterday.
Yeah, and they love it. I mean, they kind of
so
suck.
It's fun.
Because you have to like clean up after them.
All the tiny balloons.
But it was fun.
It's still fun.
It's very summery.
It is. It's a summer
activity.
And I feel like even like as adults, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, I love to
We should do like a big one.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be really fun.
That'd be really fun. Like a big water day and do water balloon fight.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. I think, am I up?
You're up.
Oh, okay.
That was mine. It was very short.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Homemade lemonade.
I love homemade lemonade.
Arizona's like, we have tons of lemon trees around. And so that's like a really good one. Even if you don't have like lemon trees, you can go to the store and buy lemons. But
I'm
going to
do that
lemonade.
One this week because I love homemade lemonade.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And it's so fun.
It's like so good.
Navy loves to help in the kitchen. Like I feel like most little kids do like to help in the kitchen. And so that's like a fun one that they can help you with. They can like, you can
I love that one.
Juicer thing.
That's a good one.
That's a fun one.
Paint pottery.
I love that.
I feel like Payson would literally
Oh, love maybe that. Would love that one. I know. I need to do that one.
We that's should go like to like Make a Wish with them.
Yes, that's a good like.
Is it Make a Wish?
No, I think it's called
Make a.
I feel like Make a Wish is like the foundation. It's,
yeah, I know. No, Make a Wish Pottery.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. As You Wish.
As You Wish. As, okay.
I'm like Make a Wish. That's like if you're like terminal.
Yeah.
No. That's like a cancer. As You Wish. Okay. As You Wish.
As You Wish.
We should take the girls to do that.
Yeah. Paint Pottery. That's like a good one here in like July when it's like
too hot to do anything too else. Hot.
That's you're a like good, yeah, inside.
Definitely.
So that's a good one. Okay. I saw this one. I thought it was really cool. You do a full movie night with like popcorn. You print out tickets.
Oh, cute.
You have like a little like candy station.
Cute.
And make it like a whole thing. I feel like backyard movie nights are like so fun. Especially if you have like a projector and you could do like a white sheet outside. You can like project the movie, which I feel like would be really fun. That's like
honestly, Payson literally loves going to a movie theater more than anything on the entire planet.
More than anything in the world.
She loves going to movies.
That's like so cute.
She asks all the time, I'm like, should we like watch a movie? And she's like, we're going to the movie theater. Like, we're not going to the movie theater. We're just going to watch a movie here. But she loves going to the movie theater. So yes, even going to the movie theaters, she would love that.
Oh yeah.
They have like $5 movies and it's like the cheaper ones that you can like go see over the summer, which that could be really fun.
Yeah. They like play like old movies.
Yeah. Payson would love that.
But I'm talking about a movie night in your backyard.
No, I know. I just was saying, yes, when I hear a movie, I'm like, Payson loves going to the movie theaters. Yes. But no, the backyard would be really fun. We need to get like a projector to do that.
I know. I have one.
Oh, we need to do it. That'd be so fun. The kids would love that.
I love that.
Horse rides. Why do we do that?
What?
Why do we do that?
Justin and I did it like up Saguaro. And it
would
was
would you
really
take your
fun.
Kids?
Not on that one. You're not allowed to.
Oh, okay.
But like, I'm thinking like when we go to Canada, that's like a summer like bucket list.
Okay.
We like always take the kids.
I know you
on
have that on
rides.
There. I'm like, I wonder where I could do that.
You have to go to Canada to do that.
Perfect.
No, that's like just something we do up there, which I love. It's the kids love it. It's fun. And so going on horse rides, I don't know. I feel like that's like
summer. Very summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like nice. It's green.
Very summery. It's
riding.
I would go do it with DJ. Like, oh, at Saguaro, like
it's
an adult
so
activity.
Fun. It
That'd
was
be really,
really
fun. I love that idea.
Justin didn't like love it because he was like, I just want to like go. Because they act like you've never been on a horse. They like guide you up onto the horse.
Because most people
don't.
Haven't.
Which is good, but they were like guiding Justin and Justin like one hand grabs and like swings his whole body on and they're like, okay, never mind. It looks like you've been on a horse.
You're
He's like, yeah, I train horses.
You're
it's
like,
fine.
Yeah, so please don't touch my butt and
but
help
I,
me on
but
the
I
horse.
But I get it. They're like, it's like liability, but it's still really fun.
It's like beautiful.
Yes. He was like, I would just rather do this like us. And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but then buy a horse, Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, and he would actually. Someday. So maybe don't. Maybe someday. Don't tell him that. You're up.
Oh,
I did horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I felt like, feeding the ducks. Feeding the ducks. That's a fun one.
Man, my kids love feeding the
ducks.
That's
like a really easy, fun, free summer activity.
Yeah, but don't feed them bread.
Don't feed them bread.
I learned that.
You need to look up, like, I think they eat, like, lettuce. I think that was one of the things. Like, if you have, like, not, like, moldy, but, like, older produce, I think that you're trying to get rid of. That was, like, one of the things suggested.
Yeah, I
don't quote me on that again. Please.
Everyone goes and feeds the ducks lettuce, and they all die.
They all
and
die.
It's all Jamie's fault.
I'm looking it up, okay?
No, I one time went to the ducks and I fed them bread and oh man, you would think I murdered someone on my DMs.
Okay, lettuce. Okay. I was right. Lettuce. And it's like, especially if you have like an old bag of lettuce, that's like a good.
Everyone always has an old bag of lettuce.
Pretty much.
No, actually, I always don't use my
lettuce. You always like, don't use it all.
I'm going to use my salad and then I
yep,
don't.
Yep, and
do
then
it.
You don't.
Yeah.
And so that's perfect. Oat, like oats from like oatmeal.
Oh, we have lots of oats.
Sweet corn, frozen peas.
Okay, I have both of those.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can I give them a corn on the cob?
It says cracked corn. I don't know what that means, so maybe just don't feed them.
Crack your corn first.
Bird seed or sliced grapes. Not full grapes.
Oh.
You better slice them for the ducks. Okay.
For the ducks.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like, cause I buy like the big box of grapes from Costco.
It goes
like,
bad.
Bottom part will go bad. And
yep.
So that's like a really good, so don't feed them bread though. Okay. People.
We said it. We said it here.
We said it here
so
first.
Everyone knows.
Come to the podcast.
We love the ducks.
Do not feed the ducks bread. We love the ducks here. Okay.
Okay. The very last one is take pictures.
Oh yes. Take pictures. Oh, I did add a couple ones.
Oh.
But that is like the staple one. Like,
that's the most important one.
Yes.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I hate when I like go, okay, for instance, like our staycation.
Yes.
That's a good,
yes.
That's a good.
That's a great one.
Great idea. I like got like my cute polka dot set on.
Yep.
We like, we're just going to dinner and then we're going to the movies and I like brought sweats to change into to go to the movies. And I'm like, I look so cute. we're like doing such a fun like family, family day. Activity. Like we need to like snap a photo.
Yes.
And I just grabbed Pierce and he was pointing at the birds and didn't really care about the pictures. But I was so glad that we like took a picture. Like just like those little things. And you just like don't like, I was sitting by the pool and I'm like, oh my gosh, me and Payson match. Deez, just snap a photo really quick.
Yep.
And it's like one of my favorite photos of us.
Exactly.
Like I feel like so many times, especially as moms, like it's chaos.
Yes.
It's pure chaos. Yep. Leaving the house,
yep,
being out of the house, trying to take your kids to do something that like, because it's so much chaos, you forget to like snap the photo. You get to get in the photo. And yes, so you have a bunch of photos of your kids, yep, and none of you with your kids.
You're not in it.
And so take the pictures, go out of your way to take the pictures, sit your freaking husband down and say, take photos.
Yes.
Take photos. I can't ask you because by the time I ask you,
yep,
the kids aren't going to be happy anymore.
Yep.
So if you see me playing with the kids and they're smiling, get the freaking phone out and take the freaking picture.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be something I have to post on Instagram, but just have it be a photo that is a memory.
At the beach, you were like, can you take pictures of me and the girls? And he's like, oh, I want pictures of the girls. You're like, no.
No, literally. I was like, Justin, I want pictures of me and them. Like, I've taken a million of you guys. Trust me. I always am like.
Your stories were like all Justin and Rossi.
Exactly.
Well, because Rossi doesn't really like you.
Yeah, Rossi doesn't really like me. She likes Justin. So unfortunately, most of them are Justin and Rossi. Navy likes me. So it's okay.
So it's okay.
One for one. We're good. Yeah, Rossi has like a love hate with me, but she mostly hate.
I'm dead.
No, I feel like just get in the photos, even if you don't feel like your best summer self.
Oh, that's our next point.
And you don't feel all of that, which we'll go into, but just get in the photos.
Do it.
You'll regret it.
You'll 100% regret it.
And also I feel like a really fun thing that you could add to that is like take a lot of photos. And one of like the best gifts ever that I got was, I think maybe you got it for me. I told you to get it for me was that, I think it was you. Was my like printer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It prints. Did you get that for me?
I think.
Or one of the sisters did.
I think one of the sisters did for Christmas.
Yeah. It's a printer and it's a Bluetooth connects to your phone and it prints photos as if they were Polaroids. And so you could like go through your summer, pick your favorites, print them out and like put them in a little scrapbook. And like you have the photos. They look so cute on a Polaroid. So that's like one of the best gifts. And I use it all the time. I use it for the girls' baby books. Like, but that's like a fun summer if you want to like extend
that.
Make a little like scrapbook of your summer.
I love that.
And every summer, take your photos. Because your kids, that's what they're going to look back on.
You gave me that too. I need to use it more.
You need to use it.
I know.
Have you ever used it?
No, it's still in the box.
You need to use it.
I know. I do. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
I know. I need to use it more. I like am obsessed with it.
No, it's the best.
I love whenever you use it because it's so cute.
One of the other things that I put on mine because I saw it and I was like, oh, that's cute. And you and DJ did this for, I think, Valentine's Day, but I don't know if it was Valentine's Day, actually, was to do a movie night in the back of your car.
Oh, we did it for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, that's
what
it was.
That was very recent.
Yes, I was like, oh, that Valentine's
Genuinely, Day. The best date night we've had in
forever. Go to the store, buy some snacks. Like, even you can make it like a whole thing. Like, you don't have to spend very much money, but like, go to the store, pick out each other's favorite snacks. Like, whatever, or pick out your snacks together, go get like a bunch of blankets and pillows, bring like your laptop or iPad with a movie downloaded and go watch a movie.
And we went to Neater's and got takeout.
Yeah,
and we brought it there. And then while we were watching the movie, we ate our takeout. And then DJ had also gone to the store and gotten like my favorite drinks and snacks.
Yep.
And we just sat, we literally just laid in the back of the car. It was the most perfect date night.
Yeah,
we found like,
those are perfect.
We like pulled off on the side of the road,
yep,
in the desert
in the
and
desert.
Found like some random spot.
Yep.
And it was so much fun.
And no matter where you are, there's going to be places. Like go to a mountain lookout,
yep,
desert, the beach. It doesn't matter.
Like go to a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter. Like go to a completely parking lot that like doesn't have a lot of lights around it so you can like,
yep,
see the stars. Like,
yep,
it really doesn't matter where you are. But that is like the cheapest date. And it was literally, we had a Ruth's Chris reservation, like go to a nice steakhouse.
Yep.
And I canceled it and we did this and I'm so glad that we did it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that like thing. But if you're looking for like a cheaper summer thing, that's like perfect.
Yeah. And we like talked.
Yes.
And like
exactly
held hands and like,
yes,
you know, like I feel like at Ruth's Chris, like if we would have like sat at dinner, we would have like just talked about our kids.
Completely.
And like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It was nice to like,
you're just like having like dinner conversation.
And you know, I don't like movies.
Yes.
I have really bad, yes, I don't like them. I don't, yep, like sitting through a movie.
Yep.
It gives me anxiety. I just,
and I'm surprised you made it through Little Mermaid.
I know, but I had both my kids. So that, yeah, helped.
That's true.
It helped like, because of that.
You, I like just
honestly
sitting.
It gave me really bad anxiety. It was such a long movie. But I just like don't like going to movies, and so we don't go to a lot of movies.
Yep.
So this was nice because I didn't have like the claustrophobia of like being in a movie theater and like we could like move around and I could like talk to him if I wanted to like talk to him. It was it was just really nice. Like it was the perfect date night ever. So I love that you added that one.
I thought I saw that and I was like, that's cute.
That was a perfect one. Are you done? Mm-hmm. You're done.
Yep, I'm done.
Okay, so that was our summer bucket list.
Yes, that was our summer bucket list. Make one.
Dude, I'm gonna go home and like actually sit down and make one with Payson. Same. Because I feel like, I mean, it's just like your New Year's resolutions. You have to write it down to hold yourself accountable.
I agree. And if you like don't, you're just gonna be like, oh yeah, summer was fine. We went in the pool. But
literally.
Like, I don't remember a lot from last summer. Like, truly.
I do. Last summer was a very like work-centered summer for us. Like, we went to California like 6 times.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like that was like a millennia ago.
No, I know. I like told DJ the other day, I'm like, I feel like we barely got in the pool last year. And he was like, I got in the pool a ton. You were never here. And I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, we were launching Adobe Lane in August. And so we were like stress city.
No, it was.
So that's why I forgot it.
I got my veneers last summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got them in July and then I got my permanents in August.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that was like most of my summer.
Yep.
Was getting my veneers.
Yeah. No, you got your, yeah.
I had my temporaries on at our launch party. Was that August?
That was August.
Okay, so I got them in August.
We had our live show. Yeah, that was kind of like end of summer, but still.
During summer, I feel like we're just so busy.
I know. I don't like, I kind of like blocked it out.
We did wigwam.
Yeah, we did. We did some fun things. I know I did. I need to like go back and look at photos because I'm like already forgetting. So
I think it was the company.
What?
That we want to forget.
It was the company that we want to forget.
Like, good memories, bad company.
I'm so confused.
Do you not know what that means?
Oh, I get it. Jimmy, okay,
a little slow over there.
I'm dying.
No, it was a fun summer, but I just want a little bit better of a summer this year. Spend your summer with people that you love. Fill your cup. That's
exactly.
All.
Exactly. This is going to be a good summer.
It's going to be a great summer.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Okay.
Before we do summer fashion and kind of diving into all of that kind of stuff, we're going to just jump in for a really quick ad break.
Okay. You guys know that we have been talking a lot lately about Vegamore. And Vegamore, if you haven't heard, you need to go back and listen. But Vegamore is one of my new favorite, like hair products, scalp treatment, all of the things. And
I am obsessed.
It's so good. First of all, the packaging alone.
Jamie, that's literally the first thing I was going to say. It is the cutest packaging. It's like light pink. It is so pretty. I went to Sephora the other day. Gigantic Vegamore display at Sephora.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I did not know it was
either
at Sephora, but now that I know, I go and look for it every time.
Me too. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this.
I love their dry shampoo.
Yes.
What I love about Vegamore is it's all made with clean ingredients and it gives me a healthier hair and a healthier scalp. I tried the scalp treatment.
Yes.
Obsessed.
It's so good. I use it every time I get out of the shower.
No, I literally love it. They have a scalp brush that you can use. Like it is amazing.
It's so good, you guys. And also, like we said, made with clean ingredients and 100% cruelty free, never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. But yeah, no, I've loved everything that I've gotten.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I use the little scalp brush on Navy and she loves it.
Oh, it's my like, gosh, I bet she loves that.
She loves that.
They also have value kits like the Grow Essential Kit where you try more than one amazing product at great savings. And so you get a value kit, basically. I mean, that's really what it is. Yes. And you get to try more than one product and you can also do monthly subscriptions and save even more when you never run out or low on the products that take care of your hair, which for us busy mamas.
Yes. Oh like, yeah. That's the best thing
ever.
I hate
going to the store and getting new stuff. So no, getting a subscription completely. Is even better.
And to like find something that actually works and that's good, clean ingredients. Like you're not like going to the store and being overwhelmed because there's like 500 things to try.
Yep.
And I will say like the best thing for your hair is a consistent routine. And so like when you try something for a long time, that's when like your hair is going to see consistency and you're going to like see results with it. And Vegamore Hair Serum Daily, that's what we've been using and it's been literally amazing.
Also, just a fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website.
That's insane. That tells you that it's good. If they can sell that much of it and like consistently.
It works.
That's what it is.
It's amazing.
So give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore for a limited time. Codependent listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/codependent and use code codependent at checkout. That's vegamore.com/codependent. Code codependent to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/codependent. Code codependent.
Love. I'm literally obsessed. I'm so excited. Our next sponsor is Red's Remedies, which you guys know we
love, Red.
Love them so much. A few weeks ago, we had their Stacy.
Yes. She's the herbal master herbalist.
Master herbalist on our episode. And it was amazing.
It's been cool to see people like on our codependent Facebook page yes. talk about what they've ordered. If you guys don't know, Red Remedies targets like very specific issues, and they specifically made a formula, multiple formulas that help women,
especially postpartum moms, yep. like
stress,
because yeah. stress affects women way more than it affects men. Yeah. And prenatal stress has significant effects on pregnancy, fetal health, maternal health, and childhood development.
And also, if you are super stressed, that will definitely have an impact on your ability to conceive, your breast milk supply.
Which I've definitely seen.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like one of the biggest things that people notice.
Is like my supply drops. Tanks.
Yep, if you're stressed.
It was just really cool to have Stacy come on and like give us the facts. It was so cool to see how their products were made, how they're formulated. All of those are just like so important. Like yep. I loved it. I loved that we had like an expert on our show. It was really, really cool.
And it's cool because they're not just safe products, but they provide real relief and solutions for stress reduction and peace, emotional balance, and they support a calm, healthy digestive system. Also, these supplements are vegetarian and gluten-free.
I love it.
Some of the products that she talked about on our show was, which I love this name, is Peaceful Mama. We all want to be. We all need that. We all need to be that. And like we said, she's a master herbalist who formulated a number of award-winning supplements, and she believes this one is her best yet. Don't forget, you can go to redremedies.com.
That's Reds with two Ds, so R-E-D-D, remedies.com, and use our code CODEPENDENT to get 30% off. You can't find that discount anywhere else, by the way. That's Reds with two Ds, R-E-D-D, remedy.com, and use our code CODEPENDENT to get 30% off.
Jumping right back into it.
All right, we're going to talk all about our summer fashion and where we're shopping, all of the good stuff.
All the things. Yeah,
shopping. Amy, where are you shopping these days?
I mean, I feel like...
Summer's hard.
And we were like very stressed about summer. Like I'm still a little tiny bit stressed, but not that stressed. I feel better, but I feel like summer's hard, especially when you're somewhere hot because, and as a mom, I don't know. It's like.
You're and just, being Mormon.
Yeah. Don't forget that part.
I mean, that really, it is hard.
That's the hardest part.
Like we're like going around it, but it's hard.
No, it's hard.
It
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely horrible.
It literally is.
That's not sugarcoat.
It sucks. It's not fun. But we are trying to find ways around it.
Yes, exactly. Ways around it.
It is really hard because it is so hot to be comfortable. Yes. And like as a mom, like all I want to be is comfortable.
Yep.
And like in the winter, I know I can just rely on my leggings easy. And my sweatshirt, like yes. no matter what. And I can yep. be comfy and happy Cute. And good. The other thing too is like, I don't know. I'm like, one of my New Year's resolutions is not spend as much money.
Yep.
And so I don't want to buy an entire new wardrobe of Completely. Clothes because I'm trying not to spend money.
Yep.
But in reality, when you live here, you kind of have to.
Oh yeah.
Like it's hard.
Yes. It's hard.
One thing that I like highly recommend before we get into like talking about shopping is go through your closet.
Yes.
I just went through my closet this weekend. I have 4 black garbage bags and I guarantee that if I try to sell them all on Poshmark, I did like Uptown Cheapskates, or I did yep. like Indie Clover. If I did anything that you can make money and then just turn around and spend it on the quality yes. items that you want to wear for summer.
Yep,
that's your budget. That $200, that's your budget. Yep. Now you get to go and spend that on new clothes. And so I feel like that's a really good way.
Find a way to like upcycle.
But also like
yeah.
actually purge. Because yes. I am such a hoarder when it comes to clothes.
Yep.
And I would keep clothes that fit me 4 years ago.
That like definitely they don't fit you. They're not your style.
Exactly.
Like you don't like them anymore. You don't like the way they fit. I will say too, like this is going to sound so dumb, but like if you take a bad photo in something, it just, you try to wear it again and it's just not it.
And I have been buying clothes that I really, really love lately.
Same. And like, clothes that I can wear with like multiple different things.
And I couldn't find them in my closet.
Yep. Because you just had stuff that you weren't wearing.
It was chaos.
Yes.
And so now I walk into my closet, it feels like a fresh start. So go through your closet. If you did not listen to our spring cleaning episode and you did not listen to us in spring cleaning, do it now. Do it now. Because I didn't listen to us. I did not do that for spring. I did it for winter.
Yes.
And so I was like, I needed like another couple months. Now that we're in summer, I redid it. I feel so good. I feel like I have a full new closet full of clothes, even though I don't. I just cleaned my closet.
You
just
cleaned it, but you're like, oh, I forgot I own this.
I forgot. And I turned everything right side out.
Good.
I like put everything where I can actually see it. You don't.
Kenzie's one of her toxic traits is that she will hang something up inside out.
That is
probably your major toxic trait.
You would have had the biggest anxiety attack if you were in my closet while I was cleaning it. There was not one single article of clothing that was not inside out.
It's because when you get undressed, which normal, you pull it off and then you wash it like that and then you just don't do anything else past that.
Yep.
Until you put it back on the next time.
Yep. And then I take it off and then I do the haul over again. So you would have had...
I'm so proud of you.
You literally would have hated your life. But no, I turned every single thing right side out and I feel good.
I love that.
To start off...
Yes.
This episode, go through your stuff. Try on every single swimsuit that you own from the past 12 years of your life. Get in front of a mirror, take a photo in it.
Wait. Okay. I love that. Really quick. When you're doing your closet, I also just saw this. Do your freaking summer clean out. Do it. If you don't do it, you're dumb. Do your summer clean out.
You're dumb. Turn your clothes right side out.
But also in addition to that, turn your, like all your hangers the opposite direction. Like instead of like putting them normal, you turn them the opposite direction.
Yes. And when you wear it,
put it back the normal way. You'll see at the end of summer or like at the end of the year, you'll see what you actually wore. And I feel like that's a really good way to be like, dude, I'm never going to wear this. Like it hasn't been turned. I didn't pull it the whole season.
The amount of things that still had tags on.
Exactly. Like it's insane. Sorry. I love the bathing suit thing. I want to go back to that. Okay, but I just was like, I needed to say that.
Get all of your swimsuits. Try every one of them on.
Take photos of yourself in all of them.
And you're going to hate every single one of them. You're going to cringe. You're going to not like it. You're going to feel like you don't look good. Doesn't matter. Throw away the ones that you don't feel comfortable
in. Send the pictures to your like girl group, to your best friend.
And be like, do I look horrid?
Who cares? And be like, favorite your favorites. Like I'm going to keep, if you have 20, you need to keep half of them. You do not need 20. You're not going to wear half of them.
There's no way 20 swimsuits look good on you. I mean, maybe, but I just don't.
I mean, I hope so for you, but like there's probably no way.
No. I definitely don't think so.
You know what? I actually need to do that today because I have a lot of swimsuits. I have some from postpartum with Rossi. They're not cute. They're too big.
You just keep thinking I'm going to wear them again.
I keep thinking, okay, next baby, I'm going to be postpartum and I'm going to wear them, which, okay, maybe you will. I can maybe put it in my like maternity bin. I have a maternity bin of clothes, but like, yeah, get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Just get rid of them.
You're not going to wear them. They're just going to take up room.
Yep.
They're going to take up mental space.
Mental space. And I like will be like, oh, I have a lot of swimsuits. And I go and look and I'm like, I have two swimsuits that I pull.
Yep.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Like, I need to get rid of them. Why? Why?
Because we hoard.
We hoard. And
as
so
women.
Do that. And I love the like, take a photo of yourself in it because then you're going to be like,
oh.
I got to get rid of
this. Wow, that doesn't even cover my nipple.
Yeah, I got to get rid of this.
Literally, though.
Speaking of swimsuits, we wanted to talk about...
Speaking of nipples.
Speaking of nipples. We wanted to talk about where we're buying swimsuits this year. Because yes. I feel like a lot of people are... They don't really know where to shop for swimsuits.
I agree with that.
Some swimsuits are like... Swimsuits are splurge worthy. And some are...
Not.
And so we wanted to go into that.
So, okay. First things first. I think... If you're going on like a big trip.
Yes.
And like you want to have like two.
Yeah, you're going on like a beach trip.
You want to have like two really high quality swimsuits. The first place I would say is go Free People.
Yeah. No, I agree. They're definitely more expensive.
They're crazy expensive.
Like that is for me like your splurge. Like you're going on a beach trip. You want to have like one stellar or two stellar outfits. Or you're looking to splurge on like a really, really good swimsuit. Free People. I will say like. I don't think Free People favors girls that have really big boobs.
I agree.
And so maybe if you're big or busted, that's not the place to look.
I agree with that.
But also, like, I'm not 100% on that. Like, go look at the website and go find some. But I do, I think that that's, like, your best bet for, like, a splurge worthy. If you want a splurge worthy.
Honestly, my favorite swimsuits I pull when I want to, like, be the cutest are my Free People swimsuits.
Yep.
Yeah. They're comfy. They're good quality. They last me a good amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to wear them. They like flatter my body. So
exactly.
Definitely is a good place to look.
Yep. My like favorites this season, I will say, have been Aerie. Aerie swimsuits kill. They are so good. I feel like they make different, like the same print, different style, like 40 different, not 40, that's dramatic, but like at least 10 different ones for like different busts, different waists, different body styles, tall, short, like whatever you are. I just feel like they have a really, really good mix of swimsuits for whatever your body type is.
Yes.
You can always find a sale. Don't ever buy a full price swimsuit from Aerie.
Never.
Do not, because they will always have a sale. Like I went and I bought a swimsuit that I loved. I bought it for $45 top and bottom and like
total.
Okay. $45 total top and bottom. Okay. I went the next week because I wanted it in another color. $90. I didn't buy it.
Oh my goodness. Because the sale had stopped.
I didn't buy it because I was like, oh my gosh, I literally bought this last week for half off. So
yeah, no.
I'm going to wait. I went like 2 weeks ago and I bought this another color in it for $35.
Yeah.
You can always find a sale. Wait, watch for the sales, sign up for the emails, whatever it is, get it from Aerie. Yep. Because like I just love Aerie swimsuits. I think that they're really good quality, good bang for your buck.
I loved my Aerie swimsuits. I've only bought one pieces from them.
Okay.
When I was in my one piece era.
Yep.
But now they're just too big and I gave them all.
You need to try your two piece. They're your two piece. You need to try their two
pieces. I know. I need to get one. My thing is like I spent a really good amount of money. I also did Revolve.
Oh, Revolve.
Which I got all of them on sale. Like, yes. I spent like $100 at Revolve. Yep. Like, and I bought like five swimsuits. Like they were all super, super cheap. But I did that and I did Free People. So I've been really trying to like, those are my swimsuits.
Those
for
are
summer.
The ones you're wearing. That totally makes sense.
I will probably buy like one or two more, especially since we have our California trip. Like I will probably buy a few more, especially because I got like some of the ones from Revolve were $20.
Yes.
Like I really tried to get as cheap as I could. I bought two expensive ones from Free People.
Yep.
And I like love them, but I will probably buy like one or two more and probably will go to Aerie because you love yours.
I love my Aerie ones.
One other place that I know a lot of people aren't shopping at these days, but Target.
Yeah, I feel like it's hit or miss.
I was literally about to say.
Very hit or miss.
I haven't owned a Target swimsuit in probably 2 years.
You did buy one.
I was about to say, yes. I bought one and it was a one piece and it was $13 in the sale rack.
No, this year you bought one and you are obsessed with it. You bought the yellow floral one with the skirt that matches it.
It broke.
Okay. So never mind.
It's my favorite swimsuit. Cannot wear it. And I've looked at every Target.
It's gone. Yeah, they don't have it anymore.
So I can't. And it's the top.
Oh, no.
It's not the skirt. It's not the bottoms. It's the top. The string came out of it.
Shoot.
There's no way to fix it.
Oh, you're done.
So it sucks because it's my
never mind.
Absolute favorite swimsuit.
Yep.
And like, wasn't very cheap.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it was a three piece. And so I spent like $55. Yes. Which I mean, like that's like, that's not bad at all.
That's not bad, but it's not like $20.
No.
I will say like, I wanted to like say this because I have done this in the past and I have bought in like cheaper swimsuits off of Amazon and I hate them all. Like I've tried. I've never found a good quality swimsuit.
Yeah.
Like I just haven't. They're junky. I thought that they'd be cute. I wore them for like 2 weeks.
If you have found some good ones, please
send them my way.
Please send them my way because I would love
to. People love like Amazon fashion, which I'm not saying for all of it, but like their swimsuits, I just have never found like good ones that are cute and last. Like I bought one that I loved. It was like light blue scalloped and like the pads are all janky. It's just like, it's not good quality anymore. It's like the bottoms got really baggy after wearing them for an hour. It's just like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to wear that. So Amazon is not on my list for summer swimsuits.
I really wish that it was like you said, like really good deals. Prices. Yes. Yeah. I just found the swimsuit online.
You did?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to support Target.
I know. Don't buy it.
So that sucks. But I really do love that swimsuit.
Yeah.
But no, Amazon, I bought a dupe. I bought one from, remember when I bought that Anthropologie black short sleeve, puffy sleeve?
Yes.
I bought that from Anthropologie when I went to Mexico last year.
Yep.
And I found a dupe on Amazon. So I went and returned the one to Anthropologie and I regret returning it. I mean, it was expensive. So like, I kind of don't regret it, but I like the Amazon one just didn't compare.
It just isn't even comparable.
Which, I mean, it's a quarter of the price.
Yes, yes.
But
some dupes are comparable, but a lot of dupes aren't.
I think that living in Arizona, we're in the pool and in the sun so much that unless we invest in high quality swimsuits, you're going to be able to wear them half a season of swim.
Exactly. Like, and like, I will say my Free People one I've had for over a year now, and I still, it's still one of my favorites. Amazing quality, feels brand new. Like, it's worth the price if, especially if like you're not going to have a baby or your body's not really going to change that much. Because if you're like thinking about getting pregnant or going to be postpartum or are postpartum, like I would say definitely do not splurge yet. Wait until you feel, buy for the size you are now, but like don't splurge on a $200 swimsuit. If you know,
see,
that.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Really?
I do.
I just don't.
Well, okay.
It's $200 on a swimsuit you're going to wear for a couple months.
I agree. Not $200, but also, okay, this is hard. This is hard for me because I have been at the point where I like was a lot heavier than I am now.
Yep.
And if I didn't buy things that made me feel good, I wouldn't have ever gotten into the pool, ever.
Oh, totally.
I didn't look great. I look back at photos now and I'm like, why? Yes. I did not look good. I can tell in my face I didn't feel like I looked good.
Yep.
But if I didn't buy a high quality swimsuit, I would have felt worse and I honestly probably wouldn't have even gotten in the pool to begin with.
I totally agree with that. I just think Free People's not the place because they're like $200 to $300 each.
I agree. Like I bought Elaine Snow, which was like $125.
Yeah, that's a splurge.
Because I mean, but I just had Pierce. Yep. I was 4 months postpartum, but I also like was in the pool every single day. I deserve to like.
Oh, I totally agree
and
with that.
If it was junky, then I would feel junky. Like,
yep.
I feel like it is hard. It's a hard line because swimsuits are one of those things that you can't really resell.
No, it's.
So like you kind of are stuck with it. But also, I also hate the mantra of like buying something and being like, I'll fit in it in 3 months when I lose the weight.
I don't agree with that either. I like shop for your body now. I'm just thinking like practicality of not spending like that much on a swimsuit, but like maybe one splurge worthy, like your $125 one. Like Free People swimsuits are $150 to $400 each.
That's crazy.
Each. Like especially if you're not going on a beach trip and you don't live by a pool.
Maybe not the best investment.
Yes. Or maybe you only want one or two swimsuits for the whole summer. Maybe that is a good investment.
Totally
for you.
Agree.
It's so hard because everyone's in a different like body like era, if you're gonna say.
Totally.
Like they're different.
And every body era deserves to feel amazing.
I totally agree.
So it's hard.
It's so hard.
It is hard. For me personally, I would splurge to feel good.
Yes.
I just would. I mean.
But are you gonna be mad? You know, when you...
I mean, I was mad that I looked that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't the swimsuit I was mad about purchasing. Swimsuit. I was mad that I looked...
But do you look back and you're like, why did I spend $125 on Lane Snow?
No, because I probably couldn't fit in anything else.
Okay.
Like genuinely, it was the only swimsuit that at that time of my life. In. It's the only swimsuit I have pictures in because it's the only swimsuit I felt confident, comfortable.
I remember that one and I remember the Leopard Albion one.
And don't get me started on that swimsuit.
Those are the worst photos I've ever taken.
First of all, it wasn't me all. It was the, we were sitting and we were slouched. I mean, I didn't look great, but like it was.
No, I.
You don't even like that swimsuit.
I have that swimsuit too. And I bought it a size bigger because I was postpartum.
Same, but I was just bigger. So I just needed it bigger.
You were postpartum too. No, I hate that swimsuit. That swimsuit just gives me the ick.
It gives me the ick. I got rid of it.
That, but I will say Albion is a good place for swimsuits. It's, I mean, you found a couple recently that were cute.
Yes.
They're, I think that.
You have to try them on.
You have to
try them on. Do not go and buy them unless you try them on because the sizing is a little whack.
Yeah, the sizing is different. I have to say, I feel like that's a good place if you want a higher quality swimsuit.
And if you and like you want coverage.
If you want coverage.
If you want coverage.
That's a great place to go.
Very good coverage.
They have matching Mommy and Me. So if you are
I'm
not
definitely
feeling,
like not in my coverage era right now. So it's not really my vibe right now.
Yes, completely.
Like
if you're postpartum or not postpartum, but you just don't feel confident right now.
It was the best postpartum swimsuit
and
I could have owned.
And you want to match with your mini. That's the best place to go.
Wonderful.
You want to take pictures, but you don't feel confident.
They're good swimsuits to wear under in-laws.
Yeah, they are. They're great.
They're great. Yep. They're good coverage. You're not going to have a nip slip. Like,
nope.
Your butt is covered. Like, they're very good quality
swimsuits.
Sustainable.
I totally agree.
My Albion swimsuits have lasted me. Some of the longest swimsuits that have lasted me are my Albion ones.
Yep.
Like, they're good. But Yeah. I just, that, I mean, it was me, but it also was a swimsuit.
But it also just, yeah.
I just, it gives me the ick now.
It gives me the ick.
So dress, just be comfortable.
Just be comfortable and be comfortable slash confident.
100%.
Because every girl, no matter where you go, unless you're like in your backyard and you're the only girl, but everywhere you go, every girl's going to be thinking about their own body.
They could have their vag hanging out and their nips showing and they're probably still insecure.
They're probably still thinking
they're probably like, I'm fat. And it's like they weigh 90 pounds soaking wet.
Like yeah.
Every girl has their own insecurities. And also like when you're at a pool of 40 people, no one's looking at you.
Everyone's looking and thinking about their own self.
Yes.
And maybe some people are looking at you, but they're also looking at themselves because they're like feeling insecure about themselves.
Everybody's going through the same thing. And like, if you don't just embrace your body for what it is right now,
yep,
you're going to look back and regret it. I mean, last summer was fine. It was 2 summers ago that I was like going through my postpartum era and I was gaining a lot of weight and I just like didn't feel like myself. I have thousands of photos.
Yep.
I don't love
still
them.
Took the photos.
I still took the photos. I still went to the beach with my kids. I was in a swimsuit. I was in the pool. I was doing all the things with my kids. And I am so glad that I didn't let that really weigh me down.
Yeah.
Because
no, I totally agree.
I was still able to like function and do everything with my kids. And I gave them still like a great summer where mommy got in the pool and mommy was on the beach. And
even if you didn't feel your best.
Because guess what?
There.
My kids don't know.
No, they don't
care.
My kids
don't care. So just embrace it. And I also feel like we're in this culture right now of embracing it.
Yeah.
Wear the bikini, wear the crop top. Like
yes.
Everyone can pull it off. I am loving this.
Me too.
New this culture
season.
Of like,
yes,
wear it. Don't Photoshop. Don't do apps to filter your body. Like
yep.
Just be you and be authentic. And like, I got the most replies the other day when I posted like the picture of like me with my high waisted and then I pulled it down and I'm like, but this is also like not high waisted. Like I got so many replies that were like, this is so real. And like, these are the kind of things that we need to see. Cause I feel like a lot of the times I share, like I've lost all this weight and like, look at me now, whatever. And I still have all the things that moms get when they have kids.
Yep.
We have the stretch marks, we have the extra skin, like it's everybody. So don't feel insecure. Just embrace it.
Embrace it. I agree.
Okay. Let's move on from swimsuits.
Yes. Okay. Shopping and summer fashion this year. We like started to talk about that and then we just like went into swimsuits, which was good.
Swimsuits that was the most important because it's most summer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But now summer fashion because we need summer fashion.
Do you want to hear my big key for summer?
Yes.
Fashion.
Yes.
Buy the basics.
I agree. Totally.
That's been like my key for the summer.
Yep.
You have a pair of jeans that you love.
Yep.
You got a pair of shorts that you love.
Yep.
You got a long pair of shorts you love. You got a biker shorts you love. Like you get one of every pair of pants.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like get a pair of black jeans, get a pair of tan jeans.
Yep.
Like
tan.
Like.
Oh, like our pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like get a basic and then.
I'm like tan jeans.
And then I would get basic shirts.
Yes.
That's like my key to summer this year is like.
Get your basics and then add on like your graphics. Because you need like your basics to just like your everydays, whatever. And then you add on your graphics in there. One of our favorite places to shop this summer is Brandy Melville. They have good graphics.
They have good basics.
Good sweatpants.
We're both wearing
them. We're both wearing sweatpants. So definitely that's one of our favorite places. I think that, I mean, obviously there's literally graphics everywhere. So not hard to find graphic tees.
One other place I like for basic tees is Aritzia.
Yes.
The TNA shirts, the brand TNA, they have the best basic shirts and they're $20.
I'm wearing one today.
I wear mine at least three. I wore mine yesterday.
Yep.
You get a white, a gray, and a black.
Yep.
And they're the best shirts ever.
And those are great because something that's super in this summer too, I feel like, is overalls. Like shorties, long ones, doesn't matter, overalls. And so they're great shirts to wear under because they have a crop version and they have a normal version. They're a little bit tighter, which is good because
you can wear something over it. Same with the Hot Shot onesies.
Yes.
You can wear these shirts under the Hot Shot onesies.
And they're so cute. The Hot Shot onesies are so in. They've actually like, they kind of like were in, kind of out. Now they're like super in for summer.
Do you like the shorts one?
I've never seen that.
They have a shorts version and they have a pants version and now they have a dress version.
Oh, I did see the dress version.
I have the pants and I love them.
You love them? Yeah, I don't have them yet.
But I almost feel like it's a little too hot for Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, like I need like.
But if you're not like.
If you're not in Arizona.
If you don't, well, not even that, but if you don't wear a short sleeve and you wear like a bandeau.
A bandeau or something.
It's probably great.
Yeah,
you're getting like lots of airflow.
Yep.
But I have seen like tons of Hot Shot ones. If you don't know, it's like the Free People, like tank top. Kind of like parachutey pant look type thing. And it's like a onesie. It's really comfortable cotton. But they do have tons of dupes. So if you like don't want to spend.
They have a really good Amazon dupe.
I've seen so many people post the Amazon dupe. So if you don't want to spend like the $100 or whatever.
Dupe.
Buy the dupe.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah.
Free people. I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just a given.
Always a go-to. That's always a splurge, but it's always a good splurge, I will say.
If you're going on a trip and you need a good swimsuit cover up, I would say go there.
Yeah.
If you're buying.
I love their graphics.
I love their graphics.
I mean, they kind of have everything. You have to like look at Free People's website first, because when you go into the store, it can feel overwhelming because they have a lot of funky stuff.
And they pair it funky.
They pair it funky too. But like you have to look at it and be like, how would I wear that? Would I wear that?
Yep.
Like, cause there's some things that I've like seen on a mannequin. I'm like, I hate the way they paired that, but I would wear that shirt with this outfit.
Yes.
And it would be way cuter in my version.
I think too, like if you are just trying to go like super, super basic for summer and just have the basics, like I would start with like the Ziggy overalls. If you want overalls.
Yes.
I love the Ziggy overalls. Yep. Those are like some of my favorite.
Me too.
Overalls. And then maybe the Hot Shots, but maybe find a dupe for that. And like some basic tees. Like,
yep.
I just feel like if you want to be super basic and you want to just have the basics and look cute all the time, those are really good. Yep. They're a little pricier, but if you're not going to buy a ton, I would recommend that.
And if you're looking for like good shorts and you need like the good denim, Abercrombie's definitely.
Oh, Abercrombie swimsuits too.
Yeah, Abercrombie swimsuits are
great. I meant to say that earlier. Yep.
They have them for all the body types.
I love my Abercrombie swimsuits.
I would look online. I don't feel like in store they have as many.
They don't.
They're like more of the stringy bikinis in
store. Definitely look online.
But their online is good. But
sorry,
I
had to add that.
Abercrombie's denim is just superior. Their denim is so good. They have so many different kinds. And make sure you read what kind it is, because they do have like a lot of different kinds and it can be confusing, but their denim shorts are awesome. They're comfortable. They're going to last you forever. And same with I don't know about the lasting, but I bought some from Zara this season and so far loving.
You look so cute in those.
Yeah. I bought cargos and I bought normal.
I haven't seen you wear your cargos yet.
Oh, they're cute. They're really cute.
I need you to wear them so I can see them. I love that.
Yeah,
I love my Abercrombie shorts. They're just the best.
Yep.
They're literally just the best shorts ever. What else are we doing?
I think if you're like also along with tops is nudes. If you guys haven't seen like nudes online.
N-U-U-D-S.
Yes, nudes. They have really good bodysuits. They have like a tank. They have a cute like t-shirt. They have like not just bodysuits too. They have like,
yeah, I have like a tee.
Everyday tees, which are good too. That's like a good place if you're looking.
They're very basic. Yep. Very, I like them a lot. They're really nice. I mean, we said this, one good pair of denim shorts.
Yep.
We said crop top and sweats. Athleisure. Oh man, I could wear athleisure every day.
You just skipped over the crop top and sweats way too fast.
Oh, sorry.
We
talked about our sweats already. So I figured we're good, but we didn't say crop tops. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, I feel like what's really in, like the comfy.
Dude, I want to wear it every day.
Crop top and sweats. That's like.
It's going to become too hot. We can't wear sweats, I feel like.
I know.
And I'm going to be depressed. But
also like being indoors.
It's okay.
It's fine.
No, like,
they bump the air everywhere.
I love wearing crop tops and a sweat.
Yes.
And sweats. That's like so my literal comfy. Favorite food.
Yes.
Food?
Favorite food.
I'm so hungry. Dying.
I'm starving.
I just got an email and the email started with food.
And so she's like, food.
I'm so hungry.
Me and Kenzie might need to grab lunch.
I'm crying. Okay, but then athleisure.
Yes, athleisure.
Athleisure
is the best.
The best.
Something that's really in this summer going with athleisure is like the little dresses. They were in last summer. They're back in this summer.
I need to wear mine. I haven't worn mine yet.
Oh, I love my little dresses. I wore one the other day and I wore it with like nudes has like an off the shoulder crop.
Oh yeah, I have that.
And it's so cute on top of that. Oh, it looks really cute.
So cute. I love that.
Speaking of, well, not really speaking of, but I'm also dead. Along with that, I was just thinking of shoes, like your summer shoes that you need to get.
Oh yeah, because I posted about my Birkenstocks to see what the trend was and everybody said that Birkenstocks are still in.
Everyone said that.
I
don't think they're out. I just personally don't think that they're that cute with every outfit.
I think
they used to be the go-to for every single outfit. I just don't think that anymore.
I think that now,
yes,
I would buy the dupe.
Oh no. I totally disagree.
I would not spend $130 on them.
Have you ever had a dupe? They are horrible.
Really?
Yes.
There's a couple that people say are really comparable.
I just don't.
I think I would try a dupe. I would try.
If you've never had Birkenstocks, but also like they form to your foot. I've had
Birkenstocks. I love my Birkenstocks, but if they're like not trendy and they're not like
The thing is, I think Birkenstocks have always been in. I just don't think they're cute with every outfit. I know, will totally wear mine.
No, you're wearing them today.
I'm like, wearing them today.
No, I love my Birkenstocks, but am I going to spend $130 on my Birkenstocks or am I going to spend $130 on like a nice pair of Converse?
I think that Birkenstocks are a staple shoe to have.
So maybe have one pair.
One pair. Buy a black or a white. Whatever you tend to go towards more. I like my black ones that I'm wearing today. I mean, you can kind of tell, but like I've literally had them for 6 years. Mom bought them for me when I was pregnant with Navy.
No, I love Birkenstocks.
And they last forever.
I'm just saying they're expensive.
They're expensive. I agree.
And if you can't wear them with like almost every outfit, yes. To me, it almost is like a little bit of a waste of money.
But some people don't care about that. Okay. Like some people don't, they want one summer staple sandal and that's it.
Then I would say buy Birkenstocks.
But if you're looking for like a trendy sandal, platform sandals are what's in this summer.
100%.
100%. That's what's in. Flat sandals aren't in.
Yeah.
They're not anymore. Like
it's hard to find a good platform sandal though.
I love mine. My two pairs from Reef. Those are it.
I just like.
That's literally what I want to wear every day.
I just feel like it's hard to find perfect ones. Like I go to mine the mall and I'm like Doc Martens.
I love the Doc Martens.
I love those. Are super but I'm like, cute. They're not, I don't know if they're very me.
Yeah, I get that.
They're like almost too much.
Yeah, they have like the buckles.
They're like very, blah, yeah. Like very high school.
I agree.
Like,
I mean, that's literally what the high school girls are wearing.
Exactly. Which so is I'm cute, like, but... I don't know if I could pull that off, but I love the style of them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I find like it's hard to find like a good, perfect sandal.
I found two perfect pairs.
You love your Reef ones.
My Reef ones, they're black. They're two straps. They're platform. They go cute with every outfit.
I also feel like
I have a white pair.
Platform Converse can't
yes.
go wrong.
Oh, I totally agree. Yes.
But I know sometimes you just want to like slip on sandals. But platform
yep.
Converse, yes. I love.
And those are good because you can wear them all season.
What heels are we wearing? Strappy, low heels.
Yes.
Or chunky, really high heels.
Yeah. Not stilettos.
No. Chunky.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I know. I'm reiterating.
I don't love them on me.
Yes.
But I like them on other people.
Yes.
Lolo has a pair of pink ones and I love them.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like chunky. And they're pink and they're like really, really tall. Yeah. I think they're really
she
cute.
She only wore those for like an event though. I don't feel like those are.
She wore them to a pool party, Jamie.
An event. It was themed.
No.
Yes, it was.
What? What are you talking about? Her birthday.
Yes, it was themed.
What was the theme?
It was like groovy.
Was it?
Yes.
She also wore them to Kendall's event.
Oh, well.
I've seen her wear them more than yeah. once and she pulls those things off. Like yeah. I personally don't think I could pull them off.
Yes.
I would never probably wear them
yes.
because I just know myself, but she pulls them off and she looks fantastic in them.
Yeah. I think
like that's what I'm talking about.
If I'm going towards a heel, I'm definitely going to do a lower strappy chunky.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like till I die.
Yes.
But some people can pull
off the really, I totally
the
agree.
The chunk and it's in.
Yeah.
The very it's in. Chunky, like almost plastic looking shoe.
Yep.
But
yep.
they're very in.
They're in.
They're like the Gucci ones that you have.
Yep.
Gucci. Aren't they Gucci? The pink Gucci ones?
Oh, I don't have those anymore. But
you
yeah.
used to.
Yes.
But those ones even.
Yes.
Like, yep. Those aren't as high, but they're like
they're
the
like
chunky.
Plasticky. They look yes. plastic.
Which yeah. I feel like that's very
that's
in
very
right
in.
Now.
You know, it's so true. It's
so true. Let's move on to, wait, are you good?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
not good.
Sorry.
Shoes, cowgirl boots. Duh.
Oh, yes. I don't have that on mine, but yes.
I put that on mine.
Coastal cowgirl.
Coastal cowgirl.
Such a vibe. I have so many outfits that I'm like, I can wear my cowgirl boots with, and I just can't wear my cowgirl boots.
She just can't.
I just can't do it. Every time I put something on, I'm like, okay, cowgirl boots would look so cute with this outfit. And I literally cannot put them on my feet.
You just feel weird or
I just feel uncomfortable. I feel not uncomfortable, like not comfy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like uncomfortable, like I'm a poser.
People call me a poser. It's okay.
Like I just feel weird. I don't yeah, know why.
You just
like
feel...
I love like when other people wear them. Have you seen Lauren Loveless?
No.
On TikTok?
Uh-uh.
You would literally be obsessed with her style.
Really?
She's got this red hair. Not like super red. It was like auburn.
Yes.
Stunning. Gorgeous.
I'm going to go for her.
Would throw up and die. She's adorable.
Would throw up and die.
She's adorable. Perfect. And she's like the definition of coaster cowgirl. She wears like froofy dresses with cowgirl boots.
Oh,
and
I
she
love
has
that.
Like 50 pairs of cowgirl boots and she is the absolute cutest. I wish I was her.
I wish I was her too.
I don't feel like I can pull off cowgirl boots.
Yes, I get that.
I would love to. I want a pair of black ones. I think personally, I would be more myself if I was wearing black cowgirl boots than white.
Yeah, I think black is way harder than white.
I like the black look.
Yeah, I don't think that's the first option.
I have white and I have brown and I hate them both. So okay. If I got black and I could try them out.
Yeah, maybe you'd wear
maybe
them.
Maybe I wear them. I think yep. of some, like I put an outfit on, I'm like, oh, I wish I had black cowgirl boots.
Yeah.
Like whenever I put a dress on, I'm like, I yep. could wear my white cowgirl boots, but I also could wear these shoes.
Yep.
And I pick the other shoes. But sometimes I put an outfit on, I'm like, oh, I wish yep. I had black cowgirl boots.
Okay.
So
I mean, that's my number one
pair of shoe
want right now.
Oh, black cowgirl boots.
And I can't find them. So
I would just buy the least expensive ones that I possibly could to see if I'd wear them.
To see if you'd wear
them. But also maybe that's my problem. I've only bought
them. Yeah, yours are like Amazon $20.
Yeah, I have a pair of Amazon, I have a pair of Target.
Yeah. Which I will say, if it's not your style, then don't splurge on them.
But also maybe if I bought nicer ones, I would wear them
you'd
more.
You'd wear them more.
I don't know. We
never know.
You never know. You'll never know. It's like, I don't want to spend $200 on them because I don't know if I'd
wear
them.
Don't know if you'd wear them.
But maybe it'd force me to wear them and then I get more comfortable in them and then I would wear them.
That's true.
I don't know. I want to be the girl that wears them because I love the look of them.
Love it.
I just don't, like, I almost wore them on your birthday party and they would have looked really cute with my dress. Yep. And I was like, okay, it's like an ode to Jamie. You know, it's her birthday. I'm wearing my cowgirl boots for her. And I just couldn't do it.
Just didn't like it.
I just could not
do it. Your strappy sandals are my favorite though.
Me too. I need some new ones. They're way too big.
They're so cute.
My pinky toe pokes out of them and like everyone comments on it in pictures.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those.
Yeah.
I mean, not get rid of them, but maybe just buy a smaller size.
Yeah. They're really expensive.
One size lower. Maybe you could sell those and then.
I know. Somebody would buy them because everyone asks me for the link every time.
Oh, they're so cute.
Jewelry. Are we ready to move on?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Madewell.
Yes.
Love Madewell. I'm wearing Madewell necklace.
First of all, not just jewelry, where to buy it, but I think what's like the summer trends of jewelry. So people know, like, they're not just like in Madewell, like.
What do I buy? Layered necklaces.
Layered necklaces is
Madewell's
totally
nice because they come pre-layered and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
I would say it's better to.
I agree. I would say don't. My reason is A, they become super tangled. B, I don't know. You have to take them all off at once. Like,
no, like they have two separate necklaces, but they have them layered together.
Oh, so that you don't have to decide.
You don't have
to
decide what to do.
Okay, that totally makes sense. I was thinking like,
No.
I was like, I don't like
No, it's
that.
Not one clip together.
Okay.
No. It's separate necklaces.
That's good.
But I think it's more trendy to like,
Style them.
But yes. if you don't know how to,
then
just buy the pre-styled ones.
Yeah. Oh, and they're cute.
And Madewell's good. I would also say, especially during the summer, if you're going to buy like a little bit nicer jewelry, I would say buy it in the summer because it sucks to take off. You also want to wear it in the pool because like that's cute.
That's cute.
That like makes sure like swimsuit's cuter. So try to buy like 14 karat gold.
Yep.
Madewell has like stuff that doesn't rust.
It's like dipped 14 karat. So it's not like.
It's not like I have not taken off my M in a month.
Yep,
and I wear it in the pool every day. I wear it all the time and it's not rusted. I wear my earrings all the time. It's not rusted.
Yep.
So that's a good place to maybe like start.
I agree. If you're like into the double piercing girly, like we are.
Love.
Double like multiple earrings is super cute.
I wish I still had my cartilage.
A smaller one and then like a hoop, like a chunky hoop or a thin hoop. Smaller, bigger,
definitely
whatever.
Definitely in.
Hoops are in.
Lots of earrings are in.
Yes. Lots of earrings are in.
Goriana, if you're thinking like, really nice.
Yes.
Gorion is a really good place. They have like really, really nice jewelry.
I would say like nice, but it's, I guess I haven't really like shopped there like a ton besides when we went for like rings, but it's like nice, but it's not like you're going to like Tiffany.
Yes.
It's like a
step
it's
up
like
from
better
Madewell.
Than like Madewell or like Paxson.
Yes.
But if you want like cheap jewelry, then Brandy Melville has great $4 for a pair of earrings.
Literally such good quality.
So that's like a really good place to be.
Yeah. I'm looking at Goriana. Like this is a engraved bracelet.
Okay.
$65.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely like a little bit of a splurge, but also
necklaces, $60. Like
okay.
That's not horrible.
If you're looking for a good quality, that's not going to like rust or turn green.
But this one's like, this one has diamonds in it. $325.
Yeah.
So there's like you can it's definitely get a range, but I really love like, they have like look how cute that ring is.
Love.
Like chunky rings, gold chunky rings. Like
I know. I want to know, we should do a poll. How many girls are like silver girlies versus gold girlies? Because I'm definitely an all gold girl.
I honestly will say I wish I could be a silver girlie. I think silver can be so trendy and so cute. I just can't do it. I'm a gold girlie.
I don't like it. I
through
never
and
have.
Through. I like when other people do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't hate when other people do. Just for me, I can't get there. Yeah. Gold is just where I go.
Same.
I feel like gold is super timeless.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always liked gold.
Me too.
But if you've always liked silver, then you're a silver girlie. And
I wish I could pull off silver.
Like, yeah.
But
I just.
You do you, sis.
You do you.
Do you have any more in jewelry?
No more in jewelry, but I have some in makeup.
Samesies.
Summer makeup, which I feel like is a really good place to like start. Cause I feel like in winter you're looking for like a little bit more coverage. You're I don't know. You're like going to more events. In the summer, you're really looking for that like dewy, glowy.
No makeup look.
Exactly.
That's what I wrote down.
When it's like, you look like you're not wearing a lot of makeup, but you are. Like
you
you're not wearing a lot, but you're glowy.
You want to know my number one tip?
What?
Just be tan.
I totally agree. Just be tan. But if you're white, like white, like fair skinned, usually fair skinned, then buy tanning drops.
Yes.
Put them in your face.
I feel 20 times hotter when I'm tanning.
Oh, same. I could be wearing like little to no makeup and
I would feel so hot.
Way better.
Yeah.
I totally agree
just
with you.
Just be tan.
Just get tan. It's not that hard. No.
Just be tan. So Jamie really likes the Junk Elephant drops.
Yes.
I really like the Verst drops.
Yeah.
What are they called? Verst.
I don't know what they are.
No, let me see. They were on sale the other day at, what's it called?
I don't know.
I posted it. Revolve. They're the Mood Lighting Glow Drops.
Okay.
They're $15.
Yep.
And they last me months.
If you have sensitive skin, I wouldn't do that.
Verst is a really good brand.
It's
clean.
I don't think it is.
I'm 90% positive it's clean. Verst is all clean.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I've tried something from Verst and
is the cleanest drugstore skincare brand. They're vegan, sustainably minded, hyper-focused on bringing you real results at prices your bank account appreciates. It's good skin with clean products for all.
See? It says it's clean.
It's clean.
I broke out when I used it.
Did you try these?
I haven't tried those, but I've just tried a product from Verst and it was not good for
me. What product did you try?
I tried like a under eye moisturizer.
Okay. I have been using Verst products for like 4 years and I have-
You don't have sensitive skin though.
I don't have sensitive skin. That is true. But if you're looking to do the Drunk Elephant drops-
Yeah. They're not the same though.
They're the dupe.
The Drunk Elephant is not a glowy drop. It's a bronzer.
It's a bronzer.
Oh.
Mine's a bronzer. The first one I had last time you saw it-
Yes.
Was the lighter one. That is just to like highlight. The one I have now is the darker one and it's fully bronzed.
Okay, okay.
It's like dark brown.
Okay.
I have to mix it with my lotion.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do with Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want the Verst ones, buy the dark ones.
Yeah.
Because those
I'm not like married to Drunk Elephant drops. I don't know if they do that much.
The Lumi,
I like them.
The Lumi drops from L'Oreal are also dupes.
Okay.
I've seen people love that.
Okay.
Lumi.
I'm not a dupe makeup girly. I'm going to just say that. I'm going to put that out there in the world. I just don't. For me, that's like my splurge. I will always splurge on makeup.
But Verst came out with these glow drops before Drunk Elephant did.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've had it since Drunk like 2020.
Drunk Elephant just overtook, I think.
It definitely
did. I'm not, like I said, I'm not like a Drunk Elephant girly.
You're definitely not.
I got them at a party for like a gift.
I agree with that. I think makeup is something that you can splurge on.
If you care about that.
Also, if you do have sensitive skin.
Yes, completely.
If you don't have sensitive skin, you can kind of get away with it.
I also just think makeup, I mean, that people are looking at your face all day.
Yeah.
That to me is just like, I don't know. I would have to do
a lot of research to like decide. You do like the drugstore mascara.
I switched. I was getting annoyed at it because I would use it for a week and the tube would be gone.
I
would literally honestly, have to buy it Jamie, once a week.
I agree with that. I got my Better Than Sex the same week that I got it. What is it called?
It's called the Lash Paradise.
Lash Paradise. I got them the same exact week.
Yep.
My Lash Paradise, completely gone. My Better Than Sex, still running hot.
No, and I love it when I love it. When I first buy it, the first like 3 days are great. I'm not kidding. Within 1 to 2 weeks, gone.
1 week.
And I'm like, okay, it's $8, but I'm buying it 4 times a month.
So what are you getting now?
I got the Ilia. And I love it.
I did not like my Ilia.
Oh, not that one. I got the thick Ilia. It's this thick. It's like the tube is really big. I tried it. So far, my lashes are
clean. Clean mascara is hard to get adjusted
to. I totally agree with you.
I finally got adjusted to my dime.
This one looks exactly like the Better Than Sex tube. That's why I bought it because it had like, it showed like what the applicator looked like and it looked the exact same.
Okay.
So I tried it. It's like thick the first couple of days, which is normal. Any mascara is the first couple days, horrible.
I hate.
But you have to just get over it.
I always use it with like my almost
same,
empty
same.
To like get it unclumpy. Like,
yes, 100%.
Yeah, no, I'm the same
I
way.
Also will say our friend Bella Lambert, Bella Weems. I don't really know what she goes by, what people
name
know
do
her
I
by.
Call her?
Because she has like it on both accounts. But Bella, we had her on the podcast. She has a makeup brand called CMYK. It's all clean beauty. She gave us a tube of her mascara and I use that in conjunction with Ilia and I love it.
Okay.
So if you're looking for like those, and I'm not sure how much hers is. It's a yellow bottle, but it's a really good brand.
Good.
So for me, makeup is a splurge, but I also know a lot of people love dupes. And that's good.
Yes.
Like dupes.
How much is a Drunk Elephant drops?
I don't know. But I will say I've had them since Christmas.
Do you use them every day?
Every single day.
Okay.
I use them with my moisturizer every single day. It's June and I still have half the bottle.
Oh, that's amazing.
So like, so far, so good.
So far, so good. That's actually
like,
really good.
I don't use like one drop. Like you, I use like probably a dime amount.
That's what I use
too. Or maybe a little less, but like, so I don't know. Okay.
Okay. They're $38. That's actually not.
Not hard. How much is the Verst?
Crazy.
The Verst is bigger.
15.
Okay. Yeah. The Verst is bigger for sure.
I literally love my Verst. I've never tried the Drunk Elephant.
I've never tried the Verst. Drops like that. I've only tried one thing from Verst, so maybe I give it a shot when my Drunk Elephant
runs out. The
number
one that came up when I said like bronzing dupe, it was the Verst.
The Verst.
That was the very first thing. And then it was the L'Oreal Lumi Glotion.
Oh, I have heard about the L'Oreal.
People love it.
My other thing that I love is the Say Beauty. It's S-A-I-E.
Should we have that written down?
Say Beauty. They have... an SPF.
Oh, I don't have this.
A tinted SPF. And I love Dime. Wonderscreen is not my favorite thing from Dime.
My jaw just dropped on the floor.
That's like literally, I love it. I use it, but like I can't use it every day. It makes my makeup on top. If I like use that as like my base for SPF and then I put my makeup on, my makeup is like splotchy by the end of the day. My bronzer doesn't stay on. It's like very, very hydrating, almost too hydrating to put makeup on top of it for me.
Interesting. Okay, I use mine. I have the polar opposite. I don't use mine, I feel like my makeup looks crusty and busty.
That's so funny.
I will use it even if I'm staying indoors all day, every day. I use it every day no matter what.
I love it if I'm doing nothing else. If I'm just doing Wonderscreen and I'm just going to the beach, like that's when I went to California, that's what I use.
I love how like matte it is.
Yeah. It's just, it's too oily for me. It makes my other makeup.
Would you say you have oily skin?
No, dry skin.
I would say I have dry skin.
Yeah, I have dry skin.
And I love it.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Too oily.
Okay.
With my other makeup.
Again, everyone's different.
Yeah, that's why I was going to say the Say Beauty. I don't know how to say that.
Say.
Yeah, I love it because it's matte to me. It's not too much where my other makeup is like coming off.
So I really like the Say Glowy Super Gel.
Okay.
I just went and bought another bottle, which you know how rare it is for me to like go buy an empty.
Yes.
Like genuinely.
Yes.
I lived without it for 2 days.
What is it?
It looks like this.
Yes.
I got it in a PR package from a brand. They just like sent it to me and I was like, I'll try it. I do lotion.
Yep.
And then, or I do my Dewy Day cream.
Okay.
Then I do my hydro drops. What is it?
Yep.
Hyper glow.
Hyper glow. I don't know.
The one from Dime.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Hyperglow?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that before your moisturizer.
Oh, I do it after.
Oh, do it before.
Okay, but do it after.
Okay, now try it before. Well, your moisturizer is supposed to lock it in.
Oh.
So that's why you should do it before.
Okay, well.
You should do any serum before any moisturizer.
Interesting.
Yes.
I like it the other way around, but I'll give it a shot for you.
Give it a shot.
And then I use this. This is my next step after that.
Okay.
It is the Glowy Super Gel. It is like very sparkly.
Ooh, I like.
It's very shiny. It makes your makeup stick to your face. It's like a stick. It's a sticky gel.
It's like people use like the snail cream.
Literally probably identical to that.
This is like, but Say is all clean beauty.
No, I
am certified clean beauty.
Obsessed with it. I put it on and then I do my bronzer and drops.
Okay.
And then I do Dime. And then I do...
I'm dead at all your steps actually.
And then I do foundation.
You don't mix your Verse with your moisturizer.
No, because I don't like putting it on that early.
Okay.
So depends on the day, but I sometimes I'll mix a little bit of Dewy Day cream with my bronzing drops. But sometimes if my face is like pretty moist already, I use just a little bit of bronzing drops and I rub it into what is already on my face.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. That makes
sense. So it's brightening, nourishing, and hydrating. This is like my number one. I cannot live without
it. I'm going to try it.
It is.
I'm going to try it.
So good. They have a portable size.
Oh, cool. Like, so I'll try that first.
$14 little mini one.
Perfect.
I am literally obsessed with it. I don't even know if I'm using it right, to be honest with you. Wear it alone or under or mixed with foundation or tinted SPF as a primer or over any look for a super glowy finish.
Sounds like you can kind of use that for whatever.
So it has brightening with vitamin C, has papaya seed oil, and it has fruit oil and hydrating squalane oil.
Okay.
I'll use it.
I'm going to try it.
I use it under my makeup. And then when I'm done with like my blush and everything,
I put a little bit of tap
where like, my highlighter is.
Yes.
Dude.
I love that. I'm excited to try that.
I love it so much.
I do.
Are you surprised how much makeup I wear?
I am.
No, but
it's not even like makeup. It's like your pre-steps.
No, I prep a lot.
Which I'm proud that you're prepping.
Thank you. This is the most, I told you, Jamie, this is the most I've ever prepped on my skin in my entire life.
It's big.
And then I do foundation, but I just do three dots under my eye. Okay. I don't do makeup all over my face. Okay. I use my foundation like it's concealer.
Okay.
And then I do bronzer and then I do blush and I'm done.
Yep.
And my mascara.
And your mascara.
And I'm done. That's it.
Yeah, I wash my face and then I do toner and then I do Hyperglow. Okay. And then I do moisturizer with my Drunk Elephant.
Okay. And I just feel like that's too low on my totem pole to use my bronzing drops.
But it's supposed to be the base.
I know.
So then your whole face is tanned, ready for everything
else. I just feel, but then I put my dime and I just feel like it's not.
But you need to try mixing them. Cause then it's like, it's not just moisturizer. It's like dark.
I know.
You got to try.
But I like.
Well, first of all, you need to try using your serum first.
Okay.
That I think will change a lot.
Yeah. Because
well, it'll change that much. But
then I'm only like one step apart because I use I use lotion, say bronzing drops. So if.
Yes.
Maybe completely. If I did say before, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
I just love my say.
Then I do dewy day cream mixed with that.
Love that dewy day cream.
And then I do my foundation.
That's it.
Yeah.
But do you do SPF every day or some days?
My SPF is in my foundation. And so.
Oh, okay.
If I'm like.
Wait, what foundation do you use right now? You use the Charlotte Tilbury.
Obsessed. It's the best foundation I've ever tried. I'm loving it. Not Clean Beauty. I have never found a Clean Beauty foundation that I love. That's like my.
I use Rare right now and I don't love it.
I need coverage when I need coverage. Like if I'm going to go out, I want coverage. But like, say I'm just like going to the pool for the day, then I'm not going to wear my Charlotte Tilbury. I'm going to do my normal steps and then I'm going to do my SPF. Tinted SPF.
Have you tried the Ilia tinted?
I haven't yet. Oh, actually
everyone
I did.
Everyone loves
bought it,
that.
Obsessed with it. I bought way too light of color. I looked like a white little ghost at the beach. I bought it for the beach. I was so excited. I put it back. I'm going to take it back to Sephora. I'm going to get another try.
Because everyone loves that.
Everyone's obsessed with it. It's like drops, but it's tinted.
Yep.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
But my Say Beauty SPF.
You got to try the glowy sticky.
I'm going to. I'm going to buy that too. I got a Sephora gift card for my birthday, so I'm going to buy that.
Perfect.
I was like, I actually don't need anything from Sephora right now.
No, now you do.
But now I do.
You're never going to go without it.
I'm so excited.
I'm
actually so excited.
I used mine in literally like a month. Like no joke. I used it in 1 month.
I'm very excited
like,
for that.
No joke. Okay. Also, we're like so over time.
I know.
It's fine.
We did like a full hour and a half.
We
you
told
guys.
You guys that if you waited, we could give you a good
We'd
episode.
Give you a good epi. And we did.
We did.
Just to finish off the
oh,
makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, blush is like very.
I was going to say lots of blush.
Lots of blush. Rare Beauty. Love it.
Oh, it's amazing. NARS Orgasm. Okay. I don't like my Rare Beauty blush. I'm so sorry. I don't like
Since
it.
Since when?
I don't. It's too matte.
Okay.
It's too dry.
Okay.
I don't like it.
It is dry.
I don't like it.
It is dry.
Orgasm.
Is it powder though?
It's powder. And I have never liked a powder. I've never liked a powder. It is. Jamie, you need to try it. It's so good.
Powder just comes off too quick.
It does not. Not this one. It's NARS. It is so good.
Okay.
Just try it. Give it
Are
a day.
You wearing it today?
Yes, but I'm not wearing a lot.
Okay.
I didn't want to put a lot of makeup on today.
Okay.
But because I'm doing my photos later.
Oh, so you're going to like redo your whole
I'm
face.
I'm going to redo my whole
yeah,
face.
So, you don't
I just
spend
did
a
like,
lot of time.
I just did a tiny, tiny, tiny
yep,
bit.
Yep.
Normally I put a lot more on.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I
well, there's
it.
Your two options. If you like a powder, go with NARS. If you like a liquid, go with Rare Beauty.
Charlotte Tilbury liquid slays.
Oh yeah. I've seen that one slay too.
The wand.
Yep.
The it wand. Is so good. If I wasn't going to do NARS, I would do that.
Yeah. When I run
Not
out of
Clean
my,
Beauty.
When I run out of my Rare Beauty bronzing stick, I'm going to try the Charlotte Tilbury one too.
I have not found a bronzer that I like.
Have you tried the Rare Beauty one?
No.
Okay. Try that one.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's a stick.
I had the milk.
Oh yeah.
Hated
it. It's similar, but better. I've tried the milk from you.
Hated
Didn't
it.
Like it.
Hated
it's
it.
Too dry. It's weird to brush in.
It's weird to brush in.
The Rare Beauty's a little, it's like a cream.
Cream.
It's a cream, not like a liquid.
Okay.
And not a powder. So it's perfect. It blends in.
But
so
I feel like my milk was a cream.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
You need to try mine. See if you like it.
I have the Ilia. Hate it.
Okay. You need to try mine. See if
you
like it.
Do you have the Ilia bronzer?
I used to.
I hate it.
I didn't like it.
I put it on and then somehow it ends up like down here.
Mine like would like
blotch.
Peel. It like it looked
I hated it.
It was bad.
It was bad.
I feel like another this summer is glossy lips.
Oh,
the glossy
yeah.
lips is what's in. Kenzie really loves the Tarte Juicy Lip.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It's her favorite. I really love it too. I bought the plumping one. I didn't realize. I really love it.
Okay.
I want to buy like a plain one. I bought like a color just for fun. But like lipstick doesn't feel very in right
no.
now. Like you don't want like dry lips. You want glossy.
Dime Beauty lip gloss.
Dime Beauty lip balm.
Lip balm. And they just came out with a color.
They came out with a
tinted one.
Which is awesome. And another part of Bella's brand, she has the Wella Beauty Lip Oil. And it's like actually like a true lip oil. Like
okay.
it's I don't, have you changed your mind on the Dior? Are you still obsessed?
I'm allergic. I can't use it.
Okay. I love the Dior one. I have like had two really bad. I've bought in two bottles. They're $40 each for lip gloss.
Expensive.
So I've spent $80 on lip gloss. And let me just tell you, my tubes smell like they're moldy.
Yeah, you had a really weird thing with that.
Both of them.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is not a me thing. I'm a very clean person. They're never gross. They're never somewhere gross.
No,
they are nasty. I have to throw them away.
You want to hear my other beef with them?
$40. Kenzie, I'm so mad. I literally want to message Dior and be like, do these get moldy? Like what? What happened?
So I really, really like mine. I do. Okay. I've never had the moldy issue. Yes. I wish they lasted longer.
I get that. They don't last very long, especially if that's what you're using multiple times a day.
Yeah. And it's like $40 and like it should last like on my lips.
Like I need one once a month?
No, I mean like on your lips.
Oh, same.
Like I
think both.
Like, yeah, no, I agree because you're reapplying all the time.
A lot comes out. And so I feel like you're going through the tube quickly.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, they last for
also,
like.
Also, they make my throat itchy and close. I can't use them.
They last, Kenzie. No, just Kenzie. Sorry. They last like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Max on your
max. Lips. But it makes max. My throat itch for like 2 hours.
So I can't use it.
I think they have latex in them.
The Wella Beauty Lip Oil though is, it's not as thick.
Okay.
And so, but it looks like a true like oil. Like it looks
I
really
I still
pretty.
Love my Dior, but.
Have you tried the Wella, the purple bottle Bella gave us?
I haven't.
Try that one.
Okay.
Because it's really good. I love it. I use it like every morning.
That was at Christmas. Do you think I know where that is?
No, Kenzie has no idea where that is. I'm going to buy her one.
Thank it's you. Okay. I have no idea where that is.
Oh, I'm dead.
Anything else you want to
No, I
anything
think
else you want to share?
No, I just wanted to go through like the whole makeup routine.
Do I have anything else written down? No, I just wanted to talk about my Say gel. Make everybody buy that because
make
that's so good.
Buy
that. Always SPF.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah. Add SPF if it's not in your mask makeup.
Yeah, like you have to.
Mine is in my makeup.
Yeah, you have to do,
Yeah.
And that's all for today.
And that's all,
Enjoy
guys.
Enjoy your summer.
I will say we have some exciting things happening with Codependent.
We do.
We're really excited. I'm hoping it's soon, but there's going to be like, I'm trying to think of a good hint we can give so that it's not like annoying to people that we're saying that.
It'll be like Adobe Light. Is that too much of a hint?
It'll be better than merch. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's going to be better than merch.
And then I kind of gave away a little bit too.
Yeah. Don't Perfect. You think that's a good?
Yeah, it's going to be way better than merch, but it's going to be up the same alley as merch.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be in the same family.
It's going to be,
like the goddaughter of merch.
The better god, the hotter goddaughter.
Do we have any other news that we want to share?
No, not today.
Let's see.
Maybe soon.
We got lots coming up, you guys.
We do. Just hold on to your horses this summer, guys.
I'm crying. But we'll be back.
We'll be back, guys.
Next week.
We will. We love you. And tell us what you thought about this episode. It was really long.
Sorry it was so long, but it'll keep you busy.
It'll keep you busy till next
I just feel
week.
Like we needed to give you a little something.
We needed
something.
To give you something because we were a day late. We're sorry, but we needed like the mental.
Be like 2 days late, probably.
But it's fine. No, it's got to go up today.
Okay.
You get on your shit.
Perfect. It'll be me to doing the work.
No, I will be doing most of the work.
I know. I just have to upload it. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. We love you so much.
We love you more that you made it through this long A episode.
We did. And if you didn't, we don't love you. So it's fine.
But you'll never know because you didn't listen.
And we will see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.